It's a very good football team we're playing Sunday, a very well-coached team, and we're going to have to certainly improve upon our performance last week and play well as a team. I mean, he's an excellent quarterback overall. I mean, he can make every single throw that you want to make. He's a big man. He has outstanding awareness in the pocket. He's hard to get on the ground because he's big and physical. He does a great job of extending a play but still look downfield and find a guy maybe at the last second. You think he's this far from the line, you know, from crossing the line, and all of a sudden he locates a receiver and he puts the ball on them. He's a very, very good player, and it's again, it's going to take good team defense. You know, he has good players around him as well. It's a very good offense. He's part of that, and we're going to have to tackle, probably have to tackle as well as we've tackled all year against this group. Yes.
Can you just talk about coaching, you know, there? It's supposed to be a very tough environment.
Well, it's a tremendous organization. The ownership is outstanding. Coach Tomlin's done a great job there as a coach. He has an excellent staff, experienced staff, and they have very good players. And it's not unlike, you know, they're a good football team. So there's a lot of tough environments in the National Football League. And, you know, again, our focus is going to be on ourselves, getting our team ready to play as well as possible. I'm sorry, say that again, James. Yeah. Well, I thought we had good rhythm in the passing. You know, Ryan did a good job from a decision-making standpoint, getting the ball out of his hand, number one. I thought that was good. I thought our guys did a good job. We didn't get a ton of pressure, but we got some. I thought we handled their pressure well. They didn't twist a lot, but they twisted some. I thought we did a relatively good job there. And just, you know, fundamentally, the guys, we didn't have lapses in communication. You know, sometimes what happens, you get a free runner through the A or B gap or C gap. You don't have anybody assigned to them. We didn't have any of that. So I thought we were good from an assignment standpoint. And I thought our decision-making, our receivers helped getting open. And we were able to get the ball out of our hand for the most part.
Who's your best back coach? And how did you pick them? And have you ever had to be told to move back off the sideline?
Our strength coaches do a great job as the get-back coaches. I think we get told about 19 times a game to get back. That's probably low. That's just part of the territory of being on the sideline. But those guys do a great job.
You know, I think you're a big proponent of the defense points allowed per game, and you guys are ninth right now. Why is that stat so important, and what does it tell you about a defense?
You know, the scoreboard's the indicator of points. You know, there's obviously total offense, total defense. There's red zone touchdown percentage. There's the turnover margin. There's 100 statistics in football, maybe even more. And, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, how many points do you score and how many do you give up? And I think our guys are, you know, you see on the film, we're doing some better things from a defensive perspective. A lot of it's just fundamental communication, tackling. Limiting explosive plays, those type of things, and it translates to, you know, limited point production. Well, he's been, I want to say, has 53 catches somewhere in that vicinity. I mean, he's had excellent production in the passing game. He's made some difficult plays as well as, you know, semi-routine plays, and, I just like the way he's competing. I like the way his attitude on the game day. He's very confident. Plays hard, and he's done some good things in blocking as well.
Daniel Thomas got here today on the bike, but are you confident that at some point they're going to be able to come back?
Yeah, we'll have our update on Wednesday.
Coach, as you prepare your offense for this game, how aware do you have to be of Polamalu and their defense?
Very. I mean, he's an impact player. He can change a game. He's an excellent blitzer. He's a very good tackler. He's got a history of getting the ball out on people, so we're going to have to be very aware of him.
You were asked yesterday about dealing with Mike Wallace returning back to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Strategically, how could he, his familiarity with the stadium, would that defense help in this
Yeah, well, he is good. Obviously, as you know, there some of their DBs he was with for 4 years, and a lot of those guys are still playing, so he has a good feel, and he can communicate those type of things to, you know, the receivers and staff, and you know, I think that'll be helpful for us.
You have someone on your roster who you would consider to be very good short yardage runner if you're in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think we have some excellent candidates. If you look at last week in particular, and throughout the year, we haven't had tremendous production as a unit. I don't know that you can point it all the time to the running back. There's a couple plays, you know, one play in particular, you know, you turn a guy loose at the point of attack where you're running the football. You know, again, I don't know you can blame the back there. That's been some of the issues. Some of it's been fundamental. Some of it's been technique, some of it's been scheme, some of it's been the running back. Like anything else, you know, the 45 sacks, you can't blame the offensive line for all of them. It's short yardage is it's a collective effort. We have to do a better job.
You and Jeff though felt no need to add a quote short yardage back.
Well, we
again,
we always look around. We like the guys that we have. We have good guys that have run the ball hard.
What's been the correlation? I mean, there's some games where you guys can run effectively, and then there's some games where you guys can't run effectively, and there's no consistency to it. Have you been able to figure out what is the rhyme or reason why some days you struggle with it, some days you have success with it?
Well, part of it has been the easy answer, as I've said before at times, Omar, is that certain games we've had way too much penetration. You know, and again, we can go to what do we have? Tampa Bay, we didn't have very many yards rushing. You know, Cleveland, we didn't have very many yards rushing. I don't know that it's one particular scheme or one particular defensive call, but it's been, that's the number one culprit when you look at the lack of production in the running game, because penetration usually leads to negative yardage plays, and then that takes your average down. So I don't think it's always been on inside plays as opposed to outside plays or vice versa. Again, it's been problematic at times, and that's, in my mind, the number one issue that we have to correct on a weekly basis.
How do you prepare guys to play in the snow? Obviously, it's something you
can simulate. Yeah, the snow's usually not the biggest, you know, doesn't really impact things, I don't think, a whole lot. Really, usually the wind's the toughest thing to deal with at times, and I don't know that, you know, you can practice in the wind. The wind's more troublesome, I think, especially offensively than anything else.
A couple more guys?
I was saying, what does the snow do? I mean, obviously, you cover the field.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, the footing at the most, but other than that, I don't think a lot, unless you're in a whiteout situation, you know. He's an excellent route runner. He's very good yards after the catch. He's a guy that you have to really, we got to get 11 hats to the ball, and we're going to have to tackle well, wrap up, accelerate our feet on contact. He's got some of those instincts as a receiver that are impressive to watch on film. And he's obviously a very good ball catcher, catches the ball with his hands. So he's going to be a handful for us. He's a very good player.